according to his didactic medical course, damaged human skin could rot away if it was constantly exposed to high humidity. And humidity didn't come any higher than around the julif. He plucked the sensor pad from Jay's neck and put it back in the medical block slot. Ruth Hilton gave him an expectant stare. "Well?" "I've given her a sedative. She'll sleep for a solid 10 hours now. It might be a good idea for you to be at her side when she wakes up." "Of course I'll be here," she snapped. Horst nodded. Ruth had shown nothing but concern and sympathy when the sobbing girl had stumbled back into the dormitory, never letting a hint of weakness show. She had held Jay's hand all the time while Horst disinfected the Greys and the sheriff asked his questions. Only now did the worry spill out. "Sorry," Ruth said. Horst gave her a reassuring smile and picked up the medical block. It was larger than a standard processor block, a rectangle 35 centimeters long, 25 wide and 3 thick, with several ancillary sensor units and a memory loaded with the symptoms and treatment of every known human illness. And that was as much worry as the epithelium membrane. Group 7 was going to be completely dependent on him and the block for their general health for years to come. The responsibility was already starting to gnaw at his thoughts. His brief spell in the Arcology Refuge had shown him how little use theoretical medicine was in the face of real injuries. He had swiftly picked up enough about first aid to be of some practical use to the hard-pressed medics, but anything more serious than cuts and fractures could well prove fatal upriver. At least the block had been left in his pod. Several other items had gone missing between the spaceport and the warehouse. Damn, but why did Ruth have to be right about that? And the sheriffs hadn't shown any interest when he reported the missing drugs. Again, just like she said. He sighed and rested his hand on her shoulder as she sat on the edge of the cot, stroking Jay's hair. "She's a lot tougher than me," he said. "She'll be all right. At that age, horror fades very quickly, and we'll be going upriver straight away. Getting out of the area where it happened is going to help a lot." "Thank you, Horst." "Do you have any Jinneering in your heritage?" "Yes, some. We're not Saldanas, but one of my ancestors was comfortably off, God bless him. We had a few basic enhancements about 6 or 7 generations ago." "Why?" "I was thinking of infection. There is a kind of fungal spore here which can live in human blood. But if your family had even a modest improvement in your immune system, there won't be any problem." He stood and straightened his back, wincing at the twinge along his spine. It was quiet in the dormitory. The lights were off in the center where the rest of Group 7's children had been settled down for the night. Bee-sized insects with large gray wings were swarming round the long light panels that had been left on. He and Ruth had been left alone by the other colonists after the sheriff departed to examine the body in the river. He could see some kind of meeting underway in the canteen. Most of the adults were there. The Ivets formed a close-knit huddle in a corner at the other end, all of them looking sullen and frightened, Horst could tell. Waster kids who had probably never even seen an open sky before, never mind primeval jungle. They had stayed in the dormitory all day. Horst knew he should make an effort to get to know them, help build a bridge between them and the genuine colonists, unite the community. After all, they were going to spend the rest of their lives together. Somehow he couldn't find the energy. "Tomorrow," he promised himself. "We'll all be on the ship for a fortnight. That'll give me ample opportunity." "I ought to be at the meeting," he said. From where he was, he could see two people standing up for a shouting match. "Let 'em talk," Ruth grunted. "It keeps them out of mischief. They won't get anything sorted until after the settlement supervisor shows up." "He should have been here this morning. We need advice on how to establish our homes. We don't even know the location we've been assigned." "We'll find out soon enough, and the supervisor will have the whole river trip to lecture us. I expect he's out prowling the town tonight. I can't blame him, stuck with us for the next 18 months. Poor sod." "Must you always think the worst of people?" "It's what I do. But that isn't what worries me right now." Horst sneaked another look at the meeting. They were taking a vote, hands raised in the air. He sat down on the cot facing Ruth. What does worry you?